One of the famous things that the Mefarshim note is that in Parshas Tetzava, Moshe's name is not mentioned once. It's the only Sedra after his birth in the Torah that Moshe's name is not mentioned. From the beginning of Parshas Shmos, when Moshe is born, his name is in every Parsha. This is no Parsha that's not here. So, it's one of the fun things. My grandfather, Bubba Wolf, said that we're cautioned against making any kinds of... A tzaddik should be very careful about the things that he says, even if he says them conditionally. For example, even if, like Yehuda, when he wanted to reassure his father that he was guaranteeing the well-being, the safety of Binyamin, if he was entrusted to his care. So he said, if I don't bring him back here and stand him up before you, then I will have sinned against you for all time. So that was conditional. He said, if I don't, then I will. And what they said was that he put his olam haba on the line. He put his portion of the wolf come on the line for to guarantee the fact that he would bring Binyamin back safely. So he said, but even an imprecation, which is uttered on a condition, has a foothold. So they said that Yehuda, throughout the years that Jews were traveling in the desert, the Shvatim, the different tribes, they were carrying his casket. His bones didn't rest because of that imprecation. And that Moshe Rabbeinu had to be mispalo that his body should rest, that his soul would be accepted into the Heavenly Academy, and that he should prevail in his Torah debates with heavenly hosts. So that's one of the places where they bring you Chazal quote the fact that people should be very careful about this. So he said that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was defending, he went up to plead on behalf of the Jews after the sin with the golden calf, that he said to God, now if you will bear their iniquity, fine, be ma'ayin, and if not, mecheni na misifcha chashka, so then erase my name from your book. So even though it was conditional, and God forgave him, but the fact that he pronounced it meant that God had to erase his name from somebody. So he took it out of this parsha. They said, why didn't you take it out of this parsha? You should take it out of this parsha. This statement that Moshe makes is in the next parsha. So it should be like in Vayakio, in the parsha after Kisisa. Why over here? My grandfather said, because God said, well, now that he said it, I got to take his name out of some parsha. Okay, I'll do it this week, Vayakio. I can't do it. Postponed it for another week. He kept on postponing. I can't. He kept on postponing until he got till the last parsha before Kisisa. He couldn't postpone it anymore. So he took it out of the one just before Kisisa. That was the last one. And it was going around. In Parshas Mishpatim, Hashem tells Moshe, I mean, something that he tells him a little bit later on. He says it to all of us. Take a look. It's in Exodus chapter 23. Take a look starting verse 20. Chapter 23, verse 20. Okay, so here's how it goes. Behold, I send an angel before you to watch over you along the way and to bring you to the place that I have prepared. Be very careful before him, and hearken to his voice. Does he hearken? Mm-hmm. Okay, and hearken to his voice. Do not rebel against him, because he will not bear your iniquity, because my name is within him. Rather, you shall certainly listen to his voice and do everything that I will speak, meaning through him, and I will And I shall be the enemy of your enemies, okay, and I will persecute your persecutors. Now, ki yelech malachim b'fanav, this is the Hebrew, because my angel will go before you, and he will bring you to the land of the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, and okay. Now, those three, in the Hebrew, in Pasuk 23, ki yelech malachim b'fanav, my angel will go before you. Moshe Rabbeinu, in Parshas Kisisa, next week's Parsha, says to God, I'm not interested in having any angels go. You go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want any representatives. You go. Hashem says to him, if I go, you're going to be in big trouble. You're going to do something wrong. Moshe says, I only want you to go. Nobody else. So it turns out like this. And Hashem finally agrees, okay. So, the Kabbalim say that when God was interested in sending someone, some heavenly emissary, to do battle on behalf of Israel, to watch over Israel, that the angel that he wanted to send was Moshe's primary teacher, the archangel Michael.
Oh.
And that if you look at the letters, Malachi, the third word, my angel will go before you, the letters from Malachi are the letters for the name Michael. All the, between the Mem, the Yud at the end, the Chof, the Aleph, and the Lamed. Great guy. We like him, nothing personal, but I'm not interested. Michael is the angel of Chesed. So now you have like this. Whenever Moshe is there, Michael is absent. But Moshe is not there, then Raphael is present. So you have as follows. Take a look at the name of Moshe. Right? Spelled Mem Shin Hey. Got it? Okay. Now, if you take the inner letters, Mem is a letter, but spelled. Right? You want to write out Mem, so this is the way you'd write it out. You write out Shin, you'd write it out this way. You write out Hey, you'd write it out this way. In other words, the letters themselves are spelled Mem, Shin, Hey. Mem, Shin, Hey. Okay. Let's, whenever Moshe is there, Michael is not there, but let's do the following. Michael. Right? Michael. Mem equals 40, Yod equals 10, the Chaf equals 20, Aleph equals 1, Lamed equals 30. That all adds up to 40, 50, 70, 71, 101, right? Let's take, when Moshe is not there, then Michael has his chance. So let's take Moshe out, the Shin, and just leave the inner letters. That is really cool. So here you have 40, here you have 10, this is 50, and this is 1. So you have 40, 50, 100, 101. So whenever Moshe is not there, Michael is there. So that's 101. Right?
Wow.
So, Parshas Tichava, Moshe is absent. But when you count the number of psukim in Parshas Tichava, you'll find that there are
101.
What's
101? 101 verses. Moshe is gone in there, but there's 101 verses. And at the end of the Sedra, it tells you a Siman Chav. It always gives you a sim to remember how many plus. Siman Chav Mechoyal.
That's worth the price of admission right there.
Very cool.
Wow.
There's another one in this one. Here is the here's the latest scrolls. There are a number of these in this week's Parsha. This one is from Reb Shamshin Ostropolo. He was a mind-blowing Kabbalist. I think shortly after. Maybe he was a contemporary Yari, I'm not sure. So here's the comment, so you just kind of keep a finger in there. And this would be in chapter the last pasuk, chapter 33, which is pasuk 23. This really follows when Moshe says, "Show me your face," and he says, "No, you can't see my face and live. No man can see me." From Revi, I post 17 and goes through 23. You know, I'll also do what you said, and he says, "Okay, show me your glory," and Hashem says, "Well, I'll pass all my goodness before you, and I will call out the name of God before you, and I will favor those who I favor, and I will have compassion unto those who I would be compassion." He says, "You cannot see my face, as a man cannot see my face and live." He says, "There's a place with me, and you will stand on the rock. When my glory will pass, I will put you in the cleft of the rock, and I will place my palm over you until I have passed." Now this last verse, "And I will take away my palm." Vasiresi es kafi. That's the Hebrew. "I will take away my palm." And the Raisa Sachir, and you will see the back of me, a funny label, but you won't see the front of me, my face. It's on page 506. What's crucial over here is that you kind of see the Hebrew over here too. Vasiresi es kafi, and I will take away kafi, my palm, my hand, and you will see the back of me, but you won't see my face. So now we did just kind of keep a finger there and go into Parshas Tetzava, where God is giving instructions for the Me'il. The Me'il was a tunic. It was completely of this blue wool. We got a picture of it on page 467. Now, it doesn't have the belt on it. The robe that it has over there is without the... he has Rashi. So there are different ways about the way this was done. Mm-hmm. Okay. In any event, the Me'il had bells on it, and the Gemara says that all of the vestments of the Kohen represented an article of clothing that was meant to atone for one or another of the wrongdoings of Klal Yisrael, and the Me'il came to atone for Lashon Hara, defamatory things, even though it's true. In other words, if you defame somebody, in civil law, truth is a defense. It's not a defense in Jewish law. If it's a lie, then you're violating a different thing. Guilty of motzi shemra, of slandering somebody, like, you know, that's... But Lashon Hara didn't say it's true. You're not allowed to defame person. You're not allowed to go down and deprecate people. So, and the Gemara says that there are three groups of people who Hashem will not allow into His presence in the hereafter. One of them is Litzanim. People who are scorners and scoffers, you know, dismiss. It's who you dismiss. Nothing is serious.
Yeah.
You know, you just dismiss things. You scorn things. You scoff at things. So, there's nothing left. You know, everything. There's nothing sacred. Anyway, so one is Leitzanim, another one is Shekelonim, liars, and the third one is Sapri Lashon Hara. God doesn't want to see, doesn't want him in his presence. People won't speak Lashon Hara. So the Me'il comes to atone for the chet of Lashon Hara. The Gemara says in Merachas, "Let something that makes sound come and atone for a sin which goes through the medium of sound." So now Shem Shonat Kapala says as follows. He said that the name of the dominion, the forces of evil, is this is in English, it's probably called Samuel, but this is the name of the sub. Right, that's the name of the sub. And in English, I think that they pronounce the name of the Satan somewhere else. What is it? What's the name of Christianity? But this is the one of the names of the Baldoa. So he says, Rav Shamshin, that just like in Kedusha, in the forces of Kedusha, you have male and female. And the Shleimus comes when they're joined. Right? So you have Malchus and Zeranpin and Kabbalah, whatever they are. The only one who's not, doesn't have male and female is God himself, so male and female. But in the extension of Hashem and Atzilus, there's already there are male and female forces. But he said that Lahavdil and evil is, it can only really be effective when evil has its mate. And the mate of evil, of the Samuel, is... Lilith. Right? That's how it's spelled. Lamed Yud Sof. So when these two get together, that's bad news. And they become very empowered. Get into this very neatly, but this is telling you Lamed Yud Sof. Right? Now, even evil is not without its wiles. Evil is not stupid. So when evil seeks to discredit or to bring down people, I'm not going to come along and say to a pious, righteous person, come, you know, let's go mug somebody in the street, right? They'll get them in a little bit of Lashon Hara. Because Lashon Hara usually can justify, you know, that person did something. You know, the reason I'm doing this is because I want to protect somebody. You know, the reason I'm telling you this is what... But you got to be very, very careful, even though there are times when Lashon Hara is legitimate, but you got to be very, very careful. The Gemara says that there are many people, so many people are guilty of theft. Fewer people are guilty of sexual immorality, but everybody is guilty of Lashon Hara. So the Gemara says everybody, righteous people. Okay, not out and out Lashon Hara, but variations.
The dust of it.
The dust of it. Okay. Mm. So if these two want to gang up and want to get a righteous person, the place for them to go is for Lashon Hara. That's the place they got. That's kind of like the easiest place. So in this chapter of the Me'il, which comes to atone for Lashon Hara, you have this played out. Take a look in chapter 28, verse 32. Now look at the Hebrew. Let's go. I'll read Hebrew with you. It's telling you as follows. The opening to this tunic should be folded inside. Safa yilafim savi. That should have like a lip around to the opening. Meister Erik made it so that it's woven. Tifisachra, like the opening to armor. Yeah, lo chibitim lo yikarea. It should never tear it. So to tear that opening is allowed. You're not allowed to tear it. Now, I want you to look, count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 words in on that pasuk, starting from the beginning in Hebrew. In other words, v'haya fi'reisha v'seichei safa yiyah. Stop after the word yiyah. All right? Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the next four words, lefiv, saviv, maisei, eirek. The beginning letters to those four words are Lamed, Samach, Mem, Aleph.
Mm-hmm.
Touch. Lamed, Samach, Mem, Aleph. Those four letters.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
All right.
Now, skip the word Kafi. Right? Now look at the next five words. Sachra, Yeh, Lolo, Yichre. The first letters are Saf, Yud, Lamed, Lamed, Yud. Saf, Yud, Lamed, Lamed, Yud. So in the same pasuk, you have in the last 10 words of the pasuk, you have four words that carry his name, five words that carry her name, and they're only separated by this word kifi. So that word kafi is separating them so that they cannot get together and cause damage.
What does kafi mean?
Kafi means like the mouth of it, it's like the opening. The kafi said like the opening to a
That's the armor.
So he said, so the word kafi is separating them, right? So the Shamshin says, now we can go back, he says, to that passage that we were looking at, where God said that he was going to remove his hand. So even though over there, it's not written kafi, it's written kapi, it's the same three letters, right? So he says, vasi resi is kapi, if I take out that word, those three letters. Then Velisa Sachira, you see what comes afterwards? He says, what comes afterwards is her name. Mm-hmm. Right? And if I take it out, then they're going to get together. They get together, they're going to get people to talk Lashon Hara. Rabbi and him talk Lashon Hara. They talk Lashon Hara. I won't let them see me. Ufa Nai Leiros. He says, so they won't get to see my face.
Wow.
You can't say something like that without some heavenly being telling you what's going on here. So anyway, the Sub Shamshin has stuff that just does all the time.
Unless
you write this copy, I will take away my hand, my palm. And even though in each case it means something else, in one case kapi is my hand, and over there and by the miel, kafi means like the opening. But it's the same three letters. Kafi, if I take away those three letters, then you will see the back of me, meaning you'll see the back of what follows in that pasuk. Mm-hmm. If I take out the kafi out of that pasuk in this week's parasha, Tetzaveh, the Ro'isa, then you will see Esachira, you will see what follows in those letters that they come together. They come together and Lashon Hara gets stuck in Lashon Hara.